Yeah. So, week two, series called How to Ruin Your Life. No? All right, so last week we talked about how to fail at applying wisdom. Okay, what's going to happen if you don't do that? On the other hand, how to truly live a successful life with wisdom as an actual companion, not just a quick fix. Tonight, I'm going to show you four different ways to start a fire with your phone. Okay, so going along with the video, we're going to talk about how to cause destruction without even knowing it, without thinking about it. All right, so number one, the first way to start a fire with your phone, say whatever you want. Without thinking. So, we believe today that we can say whatever we want without consequences. We've gotten kind of bold in our society of being able to sit behind the phone and say what we want, thinking that it has a different effect on people. The internet term here that plays a lot of times is keyboard warrior. Okay, we can hide behind a secret screen name or something like that and say things and hope that people's feelings don't get hurt, but even more so than that we assume that there's no repercussions because we'll say things to people that we probably wouldn't say to them in real life. So if you see the guy on Instagram that's like at the gym, he's like 350-pound bodybuilder, you got no issue telling him he looks stupid on Instagram. But if he was standing in front of you, probably not going to say the same thing, right? Maybe. Y'all might. Who knows? If we actually think that we can say things where there being no repercussions, then we're kidding ourselves. Okay? Everything that we say and do has consequences. Even so much to the point that the government has actually created these task force, these police forces, to specifically track down cyberbullies, cyber attacks, and some of that. So if you send something on your phone that gets flagged as bullying, your phone gets tagged and things get tracked. No? Everybody's like, what? Yeah, even Snapchat, you know that thing that goes away when you send stuff, doesn't actually go away. It's all hidden away in a box somewhere. For if the police ever decide they need it, they can open up the little box and go find it. Okay? So go to Galatians 6. Galatians 6. Oh, we got one. Six. Two. Two and a half. 6, 7. That's where we're going. Wait for a couple of rest of the crew to get there. It says, do not be misled. You cannot mock the justice of God. You will always harvest what you plant. Somebody tell me what that means. Goes around, comes around. Yeah, no. 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 Somebody put it in normal language. Don't be fooled. You can't mock the justice of God. You'll always harvest what you plant. What does that mean? What you put in, you'll get out of it. Okay, if you spend more time with God, you'll get more from Him. Okay, what about the negative side of that? Okay. So, in our example of our wonderful verbiage, if we plant words of hate, what are we going to sow? Words of hate? Okay. I'll tell you a story. There's a lady named Justine Sacco. Maybe you've heard of her, maybe you haven't. Okay? She's a senior director of corporate communications at a major company. She only had 170 followers on Twitter, so she thought, what's the harm in what I say? As she was on her way to South Africa, she posted a negative message after negative message on Twitter and got no response. So she just kept tweeting. While she's at the airport, she tweeted, weird German dude, you're in first class. It's 2014. Get some deodorant. Inner monologue is, I inhale BO. Thank God for pharmaceuticals. Still got no response. So she tweeted this while she landed in the UK. Chili, cucumber sandwiches, bad teeth, back in London. Still nobody responded to her negative tweets, so she thought she was in the clear. So she made one final tweet to her silent audience. Going to Africa. Hope I don't get AIDS. Just kidding. I'm white. Yes, you can look this up. When Justine landed 11 hours later, her phone blew up with hundreds of texts from friends and family. Turns out her tweet about AIDS became the most trending topic in the world on Twitter that day. The world knew what Justine had said, and when she landed, not only did she lose her dignity in front of a worldwide audience, she lost her job. Her family, who was from South Africa, got kicked out. Justine had started a fire without ever meaning to. She definitely harvested the destruction that her words sowed. So go to James 3:5. While you're going there, I was talking to some people about the wonderful thing that is social media and what we call the power of the hashtag and how you can literally turn around and just hashtag something and make it fit into the global scheme of things. I don't know how she was found outside of maybe hashtagging some of that because she only had 170 followers. But within 3 days' time, she became the most popular person in the world. And it wasn't for a good thing. James 3:5, somebody read it. Not everybody at one time. The tongue's a small thing and sets a forest on fire. Anybody remember Smokey the Bear? No? Nobody has a clue. Okay. So then what was his famous slogan? Only you can prevent forest fires. The tongue's a small thing, starts big fires. Maybe Smokey was onto something. So, the things we say to others and the things we post may seem so small, and we convince ourselves it's just a little fire. But before we know it, we've got a huge fire in front of us. Our words are powerful, and only we can stop them from destroying lives. Okay? So the first one, say whatever you want. Don't worry about it. The second one, use your phone as your stage. Okay? Our phone lets us become whoever we want to be, lets us be on stage at all times. So prior to this social media revolution, I had to like sit and try and guess what people were thinking. Now we just know. Like, I had no chance of knowing what a girl in South Africa was eating for breakfast. Now I just look it up and I'm like, oh, look, you had Frosted Mini Wheats. Okay. We have our own cute little stage that we can act on anytime we want. They've connected us to the world and given us this stage, but also made everybody else a stage around us. It's a good thing and a bad thing. Okay? We know we have an audience. What we do with that audience is up to us. Okay? So, you get the ability... What about this? How many of you guys see pictures daily of your friends or family or somebody you know or whatever that they're posting and everything in their life looks perfect? And you know while you're looking at that picture, you're going, their kids are demons, their parents hate them, they're failing school, their world is a mess, but their pictures look perfect. Nobody? I'm the only one? All right, then I'm going to have to get y'all to follow my sister-in-law because I'm telling you, that's how this goes. Anyway, so we get the ability to give the world a front row seat to our lives. And we get the ability to give them a front row seat to our positivity or our negativity. And it's up to us. Okay, we get the ability to turn around and just decide, my teacher's kind of rude, so I'm going to unload on her on social media. And maybe other people will get behind me. Or not say anything at all. Because there's no need for that to be put on a stage. Okay? So go to Philippians 4:8. Philippians 4:8. Flip to Philippians. I'm gonna, like, start throwing out candy for the first people. You know, they'll get there faster. All right, ready to go. We need to focus on this stuff. Whatever is good, right, honorable, lovely, commendable. We need to focus on this stuff, not the negative side of things. Okay? He's not trying to say you can't have a bad day. Okay? Jesus even promised us that we were going to have bad days. What he's saying is be careful of what you put out there, because whether you like it or not, whether you're on social media or not, you have a stage. And people are watching. So is the performance that you're putting on about these things we read about, things that are right and good and lovely, or is the performance that you're putting on an advertisement for the devil? Okay. Sometimes it takes wisdom. Where do we get wisdom? Jesus, smart people, okay? Sometimes it takes wisdom to understand if we've got an issue, a lot of times it's better to go to somebody, one single person, and just vent there than to vent to the entire world on social media. Okay? The third one, believe that everything people say is true. Okay, I'm not just talking about dumb facts. Okay, everybody knows you can go on Wikipedia and they'll turn around and say whatever they want to say. Okay, anything you want to know on the internet, everything is true. Okay, the lights up here, they cause cancer. They also cure cancer. Don't believe me? Look on the internet. Okay, so the thing is, just like the picture earlier that I was describing where they've put this picture up there and it looks like the perfect family and the perfect world, They're creating the identity that they want you to believe. You get to choose to sit and say, man, they have the perfect life. I want to be just like them. Or realize maybe not all of that is true. Maybe they're hiding something. Maybe they're not showing everything. Okay? What about people in your life that maybe you see on a daily basis and you know act one way, but on social media they're a whole different way? Nobody? All your friends are like perfect. Okay? What about like complete strangers? Okay? I had a conversation with some wonderful teenagers recently, and I asked them, of your actual followers across your social media, how many of them do you know in real life? You know what I gathered? Maybe 30%. The other 70%, they have no clue who they are. Do what?
Robots.
So, not necessarily the worst thing in the world, but how do you know that that 70% of people is actually who they say they are? Like, just because I've got a cute little picture of like a 14-year-old boy up there, does that actually mean that they're a 14-year-old boy? How many people have seen the TV show called Catfish? Okay, Emily watches it every night, has never missed an episode, has them all memorized, and can tell you every name and every pseudonym that they had, okay? So, what ends up happening in Catfish? Somebody give me like a 2-minute synopsis. Go ahead, Alex. Emily, is that true? You have the running catalog. Oh, okay. Okay, so long story short, somebody puts a picture or pictures up on, you know, a social media account, says there's somebody, they're really not, they, you know, obviously fall in love and they figure out, oh my God, you're not the right person. So sometimes it's real. So why is this an issue? Why does this matter? Emily, about a year after Karis was born, what was the number one thing that scared you regarding Karis? You don't remember? Yeah, you do. No, a year after, not 6 months after. You started getting reports about it. There's one that happened just right up here. Child trafficking. I hear frequently about kids that go to meet these followers or friends that they have on social media, and next thing you know, they're never heard from again. So, like, I'm not trying to be one of those creepy, like, conspiracy theory people. I'm talking like I hear about this happening all the time from people that I know. Oh, a street over. I was like, what? So, go to Proverbs 4:23. I'm trying to get you to understand it. I don't want to have your parents calling up here going, Aaron, I have no idea where my kid is. And then we start figuring out, and it's like, you went to meet, you know, Johnny Be Good on Instagram, and it turns out that Johnny Be Good is not Johnny Be Bad. Proverbs 4:23. Nope. I said I'm going to have to start. It's funny how you were like the last one until I started talking about candy. Now you're the first one. All right, Tristan, read it then. Well done. So, guard your heart. When you guard your heart, you protect the rest of your life. When we get on our phones, we've got to be careful. We've got to be watchful. Okay? Go to 1 Peter 5:8. Telling you. I'm going to start at the beginning of the night. Present your swords. 5:8. That's what I'm going to do. We're going to start youth group at 6 o'clock. From 6 o'clock to 6:15, we're going to do Bible drill. 6:15 to 6:30, we're going to do grow drills. By the time we get ready to go, 1 Peter 5:8. 5:8, not 7:8. All right, Tristan, read it then. See if you can get it right this time. I don't know what it says. The devil is prowling around like a lion looking for somebody to devour. Like, I know it's easy when we sit on our phones, get on the internet, to think we're safe because we're sitting at home. I'm like, hey, nothing's going to happen to us here. But realistically, we're opening ourselves up to a world of possibilities that we don't even realize are happening. Okay, the devil would like nothing more than to make you comfortable inside your own house so you do something stupid and he can attack. All right? So, number four. Believe the lie that you cannot build actual relationships on the phone. How many of y'all have heard an adult say this before? Is it adults or relationships you have on your phone are not real? Nobody. Really? Okay, so a couple. So when we don't see these relationships as real, we don't have to worry about destroying them. We don't think twice about it. We say whatever we want, do whatever we want, and we don't worry about who we're going to hurt. Okay? We don't see the potential of social media to build a community. Okay? If somebody sends you a funny picture, what do you do? She said post it. At least she's honest. Okay? So, if somebody sends you a picture on your phone, you laugh. If I told you a funny joke right here, what would you do? So what's the difference between the two relationships? But why does it matter if we're in person or on the internet? You might be getting catfished on the internet. Yeah, that's definitely true. Wow. So, either way, we have these relationships. We actually get the ability to build people up or tear people down. Okay? I get it pretty frequently in different social media accounts. I actually had a lady send me a message on Facebook a few months back. She's like, hey, can we talk? And I'm like, okay. Still don't know why I said okay. Like, I don't talk to women on social media. Gets me in trouble. The number one friend request I get on social media is like naked chicks. Emily and I laugh about it all the time. I will. I'll have like 15 in one day. You think I'm playing. Yeah, it happens on a youth count all the time. I open up 15 friend requests. I'm like, delete. Anyway, so for whatever reason, I said yes. And she starts asking me all these kinds of questions about God and church and faith and this, that, and the other. So then she thanks me and disappears. Now I don't hear from her. So I totally forget about it. Don't think about it. Move on. And I got a message like a month later. Aaron, thank you so much for taking the time to talk to me. I was in a really bad place. So we talked a little bit more. Disappeared. What the heck is wrong with this chick? Forgot about it again. She comes back a month later. One thing leads to another, conversation, and she accepted Christ through Facebook. A relationship was still created there, Because I chose to take the time and use it to actually build community and use it to live for Christ instead of tear down the witness that's there. Okay? Proverbs 18:21. Girls are slow tonight. All right, Ethan, go ahead. The tongue will bring life or death. Those who like to talk will reap the consequences. So there's another one. It says, the words of a fool are his money. Nobody gets it. Okay. The thing is, when we read this verse, a lot of times we want to realize, okay, we can either speak life to somebody or we can speak death to somebody. It's actually talking about encouraging or discouraging somebody and giving them the ability to move forward or to quit. Okay. What if you went into somebody tomorrow at school or wherever you are, since some of you are not in school, maybe on social media or something, and posted this? It would be better if you were never born. Okay. That's speaking death. Like, you have no idea what they're going through in that situation. And they could very easily at that point be like, you know what? You're probably right. And go home and make it happen. Whereas when we pray for somebody, maybe it gives them a little bit of hope just to carry on a little bit longer. If we encourage them, it gives them just a little bit of hope. But if everything we say is negative, if everything we say is downplaying, if everything we say is hurtful, then it makes people not want to progress forward. So, in order to make sure that you ruin your entire life, never ask these questions before you write or say something. Okay? Is it true? Is it helpful? And is it my place to say something? And a lot of times, it may be right and it may be true, but it may not be our place to say anything. All right, we're going to fire off into small groups and go talk about this some more. Ready, break.